Hello, this is Father Thaddeus Langton with the 90 Days for the Souls in Purgatory. Today is day 82. Today we intercede for those who are in greater need. In the diary of St. Faustina, there are specific moments where she has a vision, or a moment when a soul in purgatory visits her, either directly or indirectly asking for her prayers. I think of one moment where she saw a soul appear to her in a pretty bad state, in great need, and St. Faustina began to pray. Some days later, she saw the same soul, but now more filled with light, likely closer to that soul's departure from purgatory. There are many souls in greater need in purgatory, whom God alone knows, which is why it's a great deed of mercy and charity, according to St. Stanislaus, to intercede for the souls in purgatory, because we don't get to see immediately the fruit of our labors or our sacrifices. It is a pure gift that only by faith we can trust has its effect. But there are many souls in greater need. And just as we would want to respond to those who are in greater need here upon earth, if we think even of emergency rooms and how there is triage to take care of those who are in mortal danger before those who, for instance, might have a simple cold, so in the same way today we come to those in greater need. For whatever reason, whether they be people who died in a state of almost despair, or those who have a long road ahead of them in purgatory, we come to their need, begging the divine mercy to aid them and to bring them relief during this time. So I encourage you today to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet for the souls of those who are in greater need. Now, if you have not done so already, I ask that you consider joining the Holy Soul Sodality by visiting prayforsouls.org. Members intercede for the faithful departed the whole year round and receive teaching on how to help the holy souls. Let us conclude. Immaculate Mary, Star of the Sea, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. Saint Stanislaus Papchinski, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. God bless.